orals. Half of them cough. The crippled one wittily grunts toward me. You remind me of Theodora. A distant relative, I blush, because it's true. Already his eyes are full of no. Smoke boils up from the table. The scraped faces freeze on me until I wish I hadn't come. Suddenly, this glass voice clangs, and what do you think of adultery? Now, it is not easy to be clever under his fluorescent glare, but I look right back and ask how that's relevant. He doesn't like that at all. Scratches an ear and wants to know if Tottle's third cousin, by a later marriage, of course, is significant in 19th century bibliography. And my God, he is serious. I sweat inside my specially lengthened drab gray suit. Beginning to think of oceans, imagining that the walls could drift out slowly, even the floor slide away. Not able to suppose just then why Marvell didn't write the same poems that Dunn did, briefly, in 72 seconds, or where Fulke Greville was while Spencer was having his fire. The two faces I thought I knew, they keep dissolving. Their eyes float to shelves where words live, predictably. Are you certain of those dates? A British accent whines through teeth that have never lived outside New York City. A stranger bends into his shoes as if the laces were nastily disappointing. We know your record, the Milton man spits through a belch, but you understand the requirements. Couldn't you just have a baby?